Welcome to Beyond the Dish, the podcast that aims to simplify nutrition and fitness while also embracing all aspects of your health. As always, I'm your host, Andrea Arona, former teacher turned health nut, here to help you go beyond your dish to explore all the ways that make up a healthier and happier you. Let's dive in. So today's topic was actually a major frustration of mine for a long time as I was trying to change my own physique. And I'll be honest, I've never been overweight. However, I really struggled for a long time to create, you know, this body composition that I desired. And I spent a good amount of time working out and just feeling like my efforts were not like really reflected in the mirror. So like starting in my mid-20s is like when my, you know, exercise journey kind of began. And I tried it all from running, which is like my most hated endeavor of all of them. I did boot camps, I did CrossFit, programs like Insanity, P90X, right? Pretty much any like popular fitness routine that seemed to produce this like look I was going after. And I say seemed on purpose because oftentimes the people used to promote these, you know, programs are actually not really a product of the training itself. And that's something we'll kind of get into a little bit later. And yet really like the only time I started to see my physique change was when I did CrossFit, which I'm going to tell you a little more about real soon here. But even CrossFit couldn't quite get my body to the look I ultimately wanted. So now, decades later, here I am. I'm a nutrition coach. And so when I'm working with a client, I have started to get very, very adamant and clear about what their goals are, right? So I will ask, like, hey, what are your physique goals? And of course, like 9 times out of 10, people will just say they want to lose weight. And sometimes they even have a goal weight in mind. However, it is usually attached to a number from their past. Right? This number when they liked how they looked. So for example, a lot of people will want to get back to like their high school weight or college weight, thinking that they just need to get back to that specific scale number. And then this is going to get them this look that they're after. However, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that since their body composition, which that is your body fat to muscle ratio, it's probably changed dramatically, especially the older you get and the longer you've been inactive or even sedentary. So, you know, as we age, it's very typical that due to lifestyle changes, we move less, we challenge our muscles less, and this in turn causes us to lose our most precious metabolic asset, and that is muscle. And that's really because muscle is kind of like a use it or lose it tissue. I wish body fat was like that, right? But it's not. Now, simultaneously, as we age, we also tend to gain body fat. And this then creates this like stereotypical middle-aged person look, right? I mean, we even have a name for this for men, right? We'll say they have a dad bod. And I was thinking, like, I can't really think of a term for women, and let's just hope it stays that way. But anyways, I think you can probably visualize what I'm talking about, right? This physique that most people tend to kind of acquire as they age. Now, yes, like taking off this excess body fat that we've gained over the years is going to be important to getting, you know, this look that we're after. But because you've probably lost substantial muscle mass along the way, going back to that number on the scale is not going to produce the look you once had. This is where most people will lose weight and then be disappointed because they end up looking skinny fat. And I get why it seems logical when that happens to say, well, I guess I must need to lose more weight then, right? And this is where people then end up on like this endless quest for a body composition that actually requires a different strategy. So when I ask about physique goals, rather than a scale number, what I'm really trying to do is like clarify the person's goals, because just trying to get to a former scale number or even like just some random weight you think you should be at is typically really ineffective and very frustrating. And part of that is because I can almost guarantee that the body and physique you're pursuing weighs more than you think. And that's because, again, the look you're after is a certain fat to muscle ratio, not a number on the scale. So almost always women in particular will say, you know, they want to create a toned, lean look. And then they're usually really quick to say, but I don't want to get too muscular, right? They are real adamant that they create these long, lean muscles. So I want to start here, right? And I want to start by just saying, I'm really sorry about this, but it is not possible to lengthen your muscles. Like, the length of your muscles is determined by the length of the bones they're attached to. It's a lot like thinking you can make yourself taller, right? It's just your genetics. You cannot change that. And I think this stems from this misconception that we have two options when it comes to muscle development. On the one hand, we have option one, where you develop long and lean muscles. And then over here, we have option two, where we develop short and bulky muscles. And so let's just be clear. That is absolutely a myth that is used in marketing to cater to women's fear of getting bulky, right? Like, marketers are basically toning down their language so that they don't scare women away. I literally found an article as I was doing some research for this episode titled, get this, How to Create Long and Lean Toned, Not Bulky Muscles. And this was put out by a pretty popular publication. I mean, it really was actually kind of stunning. Like, no, this is what is perpetuating this myth, right? Now, worse, like, this idea seems to be really attached specifically to things like Pilates, yoga, or like bar method style workouts. And again, like, I hate to break it to you, but there is no special method for creating long, lean muscles rather than bulky ones, right? There are not two options. However, you can control how big your muscles get. So that's something we'll definitely talk about. Now, of course, people like to argue, well, how come like Pilates or yoga or bar instructors all seem to have this look that I'm after, right? And this is actually a phenomenon that psychologists call the swimmer's body illusion. So it's the idea that swimmers have the physique they do, like the broad shoulders, the long legs, long arms, because of swimming and, you know, how they train for it. But it's actually the opposite. People who genetically already have long arms, long legs, broad shoulders will be the best swimmers. And so they are the ones who generally participate in that sport, right? Their physique lends itself to swimming. And so they tend to gravitate toward that sport because they are already anatomically built for it. Think about how, like, height plays a huge role in certain sports like basketball, right? Your average NBA player is 6'6", which is 8 inches taller than your average man. Now, did basketball make them taller, or did they choose to play basketball because of their height? Hopefully, that's an obvious answer, right? Now, look, it doesn't mean if you're short or you can't play. Like, of course you can. There's plenty of outliers to prove that, right? But odds are you won't be as successful because it's just a lot harder when you're shorter, right? So you're less likely to pursue the sport. Okay, so your physical traits are the cause, not the effect, right? Pilates, yoga, bar instructors, they are typically long and lean to begin with. It's not because the workouts created that look. Okay. So with that, let's redefine toning or getting that tone look, since that is the most common, like, physical goal women tend to have. And hopefully now you understand, like, we can't actually lengthen your muscles. Okay, so you need two things to look toned, and I'm putting that in quotes. I'm going to use that, but okay, there's two things that you need. Number one, you need a low enough body fat percentage to actually see your shape and your curves, right? And number two, you need enough muscle development that once you're at these lower body fat percentages, the muscle then creates this shape and curves of someone who works out. Okay, so this means there needs to be intentional efforts to develop that shape through challenging the muscles, or, you know, what people will call either like strength training, they might call it resistance training, lifting heavy, progressive overload. All of those are basically alluding to the same thing. Now, I know the idea of getting bigger scares a lot of women. Social norms have encouraged and even rewarded women for being smaller, being petite, even frail, right? And so it makes this idea of purposely getting stronger and building muscles seem kind of outrageous, right? Or even unnatural. So anytime there's an implication that you should build or get bigger or grow in terms of your aesthetics, like, a lot of women are very turned off by that, right? Now, I bring this up because before we can get into why you don't look like you work out, we need to establish a few truths beforehand. And you could probably guess where I'm going with this, but two things that, like, we just need to establish here. The first is we need to understand that if you're looking to actually change the shape of your body, not just get smaller, not just get skinny, then muscle development has to be a part of that plan. Okay, now, side note, if your only goal is to just see the scale go down, shrink in size, but you have no concern about what that smaller version of you looks like you're okay looking skinny fat, then dieting is all you need. You don't have to do resistance training. You can just diet. Okay. However, if you're listening to this, it's probably because you not only want to lose weight, but more specifically, you're wanting this specific look, right? You're wanting, you're working out with a certain result in mind. And my guess is it's something along the lines of what we just defined as toning up or firming up or getting lean. Okay. Basically, you want to look like you work out because, damn it, working out is hard and it's nice to have that reflected in your physique, right? Okay. Now, this doesn't mean, though, that you want like huge bulging biceps or, you know, quads that are bigger than your head, right? But you probably want to be able to, like, I don't know, rock a tank top and have arms that say you work out, or wear shorts and, you know, reveal legs or a backside that, again, have curves that say you put some effort into the gym. Okay, so in order to look like you work out, then you'll need to do two things, which I've just revealed, right? One, lower body fat percentage to the point that you can actually see your shape. And two, you're going to need to have some decent muscle built to reveal as you reduce body fat, you know, down to these levels. Real quick on that note, as far as body fat percentages are concerned, in my experience, you know, most women, to get to these lean looks, that's anywhere from like 20 to 25% body fat, maybe as low as 18% for some. You know, genetics are really going to play a role in how low someone can go in a healthy manner. On that note too, overall, we see that healthy body fat percentages for women is going to be anywhere between 20 and 30%. So getting to the bottom end of this range, 20 to 25, is not only within healthy limits, but where most women will look lean, yet not necessarily need to live in the gym like nonstop to attain, right? Which means it's also quite sustainable for most women long term. Granted, let's be honest, it's still going to take effort to get there and stay there, right? But it's way more doable than going like much lower than 18%. Once you're in the teens for a woman, it's very difficult and typically detrimental in terms of health. Okay, so with that in mind, let's talk about why, you know, most people who work out don't look like they do, right? What is keeping you from looking like you work out? So the number one reason why you don't look like you work out, even though you do, is that you are always dieting. Now, that might seem confusing. Like I just said, part of the strategy to look like you work out is to lower your body fat percentage. However, that's only half that strategy, right? Remember, just lowering body fat is not enough to create a look that says you work out. In fact, if you've never been intentional about keeping or even building muscle, you're going to keep spinning your wheels because you'll just keep creating that skinny fat look. So yes, dieting is part of the process, but you're also going to have to spend some time, probably more than you think, building that muscle underneath to be able to reveal. Now, I know a lot of women hear this and think this means they have to then go into a bulk or a surplus, which, by the way, means eating more calories than your body needs. FYI, if you are overweight, then you've already been in a surplus, right? You just didn't pair that surplus with the right stimulus. And so what did your body do with that excess energy? Well, it created body fat. That's what it's meant to do, right? Now, this still does not mean you need to eat a ton of food in order to build some muscle. Actually, and this is probably going to pertain to like 99% of you listening to this, if you are brand new to lifting, meaning you don't use challenging weights regularly, you don't regularly go to failure, you don't have an actual program that progresses you through, then you have this golden opportunity at the beginning of your journey where, because this is a brand new stimulus, you don't need a surplus. Maintenance is all you need, right? And this beginner phenomenon, which colloquially is called newbie gains, that can last anywhere from 6 to 12 months, right? Personally, I think this lasted about 9 months for me, and it was amazing. And this was actually when I was doing CrossFit. One of the best things that CrossFit taught me was how to push myself. Of course, like as a type A, I'm also really competitive. So putting me in an environment with other people, plus this ethos of like, work out till you puke, that certainly helped too. But it was also ultimately why I eventually left, because once I turned 40, I was like, I can't keep doing this. But it was the first time that I really pushed intensity and learned how to do that for myself. We were using heavier weights, and you know, I saw a really good amount of physical change during that time because of that, right? However, like there's a limit with CrossFit, and like for me, like eventually I had to bow out because like the high intensity all the time just had me like burnt out. So, okay. So the first thing you need to do is just accept that the body you're trying to create needs to also spend time away from dieting so you can work on building the shape you ultimately want to reveal. Okay, so that was number one. Second reason you don't look like you work out, even though you do, is that your only concern when it comes to exercise is burning calories. Now, again, I realize that getting rid of excess body fat is part of what you'll need to do, and that does require burning more calories than you ingest. However, exercise, or cardio in particular, is not the best way to do this. Like, yes, you do need a certain level of activity, but there's a few issues with using exercise as your main driver of this energy gap that you're trying to create, right? And that is like, and one of those is, I should say, understanding like the amount of energy we burn, whether that's with, let's say, a specific workout or just even on a day-to-day basis, is incredibly nuanced and really difficult to pin down, which is partly why fitness trackers are wildly inaccurate. Like the research shows they can be off anywhere from at the very least 27%, but all the way up to 93%. That is a huge gap there, right? That is not reliable data at all. Okay, and then like to further complicate matters, our bodies are very adept at getting efficient. So like the more we do something, the more efficient we'll get. So let's, for example, let's say you're a runner. Well, the very first time that you ran a mile, it was probably really hard and took a lot of effort. But the more and more you ran, the easier it got. Like your body learned how to start preserving energy so it felt easier. And so all this means is you begin to burn less and less energy for that same activity. Now, this is great in terms of survival. You'll need less energy to sustain your activity so you can live longer. This is not so great when you're trying to lose weight. Okay, now please don't take this to mean I don't think cardio is important. It is. It's incredibly beneficial and especially important to like your overall heart health, especially considering like only about 47% of adult Americans meet the guidelines for aerobic activity. And the number one leading cause of death in America is heart disease, right? Okay, but however, in terms of creating a physique that says you work out, burning calories should not be the focus. It should be building that muscle needed to create the shape that you're after. Look, I promise you, you are not going to cardio your way to your dream body. I've tried. you've probably tried yourself, and we already know the outcome there. Okay, last, the third reason you don't look like you work out is that your workouts are random. Okay, now this might hurt a few feelings, but it needs to be said. This just needs to be understood. I totally get that you love your group fitness class and that you enjoy like the variety in like the different workouts that you do. Like you love being able to do like Barry's boot camp one day and then Orange Theory another. But here's the thing. If your goal is to look like you work out, then you're going to have to accept that your workouts are not meant to entertain you. Look, I was in the CrossFit community for 6 years. I get it. I loved the community and the friends I made. It was super fun to do fitness with other like-minded humans. It was also like why I ended up pushing myself so hard, but then ultimately got burned out, right? I get that group fitness is fun, but it has its limits in terms of developing your physique. Now, I want to say, if you're just looking to be healthy and get that aerobic exercise in and group fitness classes help you do that, like, because, you know, more than half of us aren't getting that activity anyways, great. I'm all for it. Do Orange Theory, do F45, Barry's Bootcamp, whatever it is that you enjoy. I am all for that. I just want to be clear, like, just understand those are not going to create this look that you're after. I would also encourage you to go talk to those instructors, like especially the ones that are like have like really nice physiques and they're probably very like they have that toned look. I guarantee you they are not only doing those workouts. If they have like substantial muscle and like that toned look, right? They are probably also lifting and specifically working to build and retain that muscle, right? Look, creating a physique that says you work out is going to require a structured and focused program that requires you to progressively move through the process, which typically looks like lifting heavier and heavier, right? Creating more and more intensity that way. A random workout meant for the masses to just get them like to sweat and feel the burn, which is what most people think makes an effective workout, is not going to do you any favors in terms of building a toned look. Great for your heart health, not for your physique in this case. Okay. Last reason you don't look like you work out, even though you do, is if by some miracle you are strength training, you are still afraid to lift heavy. So you're stuck in this mentality of light weights and high reps, which will initially grow a bit of muscle because at first it's this new stimulus that the body really easily responds to. But just like cardio becomes efficient at some point with this, you end up working muscle endurance and not stimulating the muscle enough to actually grow. Now, let me start by saying this is not an endorsement to go out tomorrow and find the heaviest weights you can and start there. I am a firm believer in focusing on form and safety first. However, like once movement patterns are solid, if you want to see any progress in terms of your physique, you're going to need to start to push the intensity. And this will generally look like increasing the weight, increasing the reps, or both, right? It's also why you need a structured program that doesn't change every week, right? If you have a new workout each week, how are you going to progress? This is why, you know, people who do, let's say, group fitness tend to stay using the same amount of weights no matter the workout they do. Okay, so in order to build muscle, you need to first provide the stimulus and you've got to challenge that muscle. You are trying to send a signal to the body that given the opportunity, it should spend some of its resources on increasing the strength and size of this muscle because you are consistently lifting heavy objects, right? But that signal needs to be significant enough and that stimulus needs to be repeated, right? One session of lifting heavy will just make you sore. You need repeated sessions in order to convince the body it needs to adapt, right? You also need to provide the resources to build this muscle, aka food. You need to eat, right? And you need to provide ample rest in between sessions to allow the building to happen. So no, you don't have to strength train every day. I have seen 2 to 4 workouts per week be this sweet spot for most people. In fact, I would say really 3 to 4, but in the beginning, like 2 sessions a week is going to be plenty to get you started, right? You do not and you should not be in the gym every single day. You need that rest. Without it, it's very hard for the body to repair and build. It's always in this breakdown mode. Okay, now, if you're afraid of getting too big, let me give you some numbers that will reassure you that you will not unintentionally wake up one day ready to set foot on a bodybuilding stage. Okay, so women in general have the potential to put on about, and this is on the high end, about 20 to 25 pounds of muscle naturally over their lifetime. Okay, now the average woman can do this, but it will generally take about a good 10 years to do that. Okay, so if you take that and average it out, that's like 2 pounds of muscle a year. Now, some women will want to kind of collapse this time. And if they have the time, they have the energy, they have the resources to do so, they might actually be able to accomplish that 20, maybe 25 pounds in about a 3 to 5 year span. But still, like even at that rate, we're still looking at only like 4 to 8 pounds a year. Now, I do want to put in a little like asterisk here to say, if you're in that beginner phase, you know, where the gains are abundant, women can see up to about 1 pound a month. And then after that, like newbie effect has worn off, you're looking at like at best 0.5 pound a month if you're really, really pushing it and really being intentional, right? So no, you're not going to get too bulky because to do that requires a ton of effort. It requires like being very intentional about your diet in terms of eating enough consistently. And then there's just like the mental fortitude that like most of us like really don't have. Like training hard is hard. It's really, really hard to get in there and like go through that like time and time again. Now, I still have people tell me, Andrea, when I lift weights, I gain weight. I get bulky. To which I would suggest you really look at your nutrition and the intensity of your training, because 99% of the time, what I find is that they're overeating and not training hard enough. So like the extra calories are going to body fat. Also, most women don't actually need to be in a surplus. For most, especially my audience here, maintenance is going to be sufficient. It is not until you have a more advanced training age, which really just means that you've been training hard for years and years, that you're going to need a surplus. So personally, like if you've been following me on Instagram, I've been sharing my own journey. So I spent 10 months doing a bulk and now I'm in a fat loss phase. The reason I had to go into that surplus is because I want to collapse the time of putting on my potential muscle, right? And I'm okay with gaining a little bit of body fat because I also know that I can take that off, which is what I'm doing right now, right? But what I'm doing is an advanced technique that, again, most women don't need, right? I've just been lifting for long enough that like my golden window of time to put on muscle quickly is gone. That happened already during my CrossFit years. And so I'm stuck now, putting on maybe 0.5 pound of muscle a month. Although again, the surplus kind of helped to just speed that up a little bit, right? For most of you listening, you just need to, number one, start lifting. You need to then get comfortable lifting heavy. And then you just need to spend significant amounts of time eating at maintenance, right? So that afterwards, like, a fat loss phase is much, much more productive. All right. Well, I hope that was insightful as well as encouraging. Like, the physique you want is totally possible. Granted, it's within, you know, healthy bounds that we talked about earlier. You just need a better strategy, right? And of course, like, if you need help putting all that together, this is where a coach can be incredibly helpful. I actually do free consultations. So it's actually a link in the show notes below. So if you want, you can set that up. We can chat. I can give you some insight into what I think you'll need and even give you, you know, a rough timeline of what that might look like. So, all right. Well, thanks again. And I hope you'll be back next week for another episode of Beyond the Dish.